Yutes Kislev, Thursday the 11th of December. Rabbi Chaim ben Zion Freshwater, Noyach Laodam, Shetapel Atzma, Bekipshen Shereish, etc.
A lot of appetizing.
I noticed that this morning's title is Nos Sevoilim Chaverus, so I couldn't refuse Mr. Itzkovich on his letdown. Right. There's a famous Gemara in Sefer Dafyut. Same Gemara as in Brochus. The Gemara says, Noich loy. Noich loy l'udam. It's preferable for a person to throw himself inside the Kivshon HaEish, and he shouldn't be malden in order to avoid embarrassing his friend Berabim. And the Gemara proves this from Tomo on this week's Sedra, that Tomo didn't want to identify Yehuda, even though it was going to cost her life. She was unwilling to be malden Pnei Chaveru Berabim. Tosfos here asks why, when the Gemara in Pesachos Agros Chiddush the Gemara, the Meiri in Brochus says that the Gemara doesn't mamash mean as a chiyuv, the person has a choice between embarrassing his friend Berabim and having to kill himself. The Meiri says he's takanot mechuyuv to kill himself, and the Gemara just wants to bring out the choyma dvorim of Habonos Bechavei Berabim, that we see that Toma was even willing to give up her life. But it doesn't actually mean that it's a chiyuv. Tosfos, however, in Soita is mashma, that it's a chiyuv. Tosfos asks why the Gemara in Psochim and in other places, when the Gemara brings down all the mitzvahs, a person's mechuyuv, the mysterious nefesh, the Gemara brings three mitzvahs, a medizora, gederoyis, shvichas domim. The Gemara does not bring down malvim pnei chaveru berabim. The place to say in Soita Dafyut says the reason why the Gemara doesn't bring it down is because enim fereshes b'toyer. It doesn't say mefurish in the Torah the issa of malvim pnei chaveru berabim, but I knock it at a various of mefurishes. The Gemara only discusses a various which are more mefurish in the Torah. That's very interesting. So we'll see that in perhaps we can offer another Teres to Tosis, maybe even two, time allowing. The first Maharach I'd like to say is a different understanding of Bechlal and Miskemor here, of Noyach Leila Odom, Shiapalatzma, Tuch Kivshin Weish, Al Yalbum, Pnei Chaveru Berabim. There is a Gemora in Bobakamet of Samach. The Gemora says as follows, Samach of this. The Gemora tells us that David HaMelech was in the midst of a war, and he had a shala. The Gemara translates that into a posuk, and the Gemara says like this: there was a godish to Seirim the Yisrael. There was a hedge of Seirim belonging to a Yid, and the Plishtim were hiding behind that hedge. And David HaMelech had a shala: was he allowed to burn the godish of the Yisrael in order to kill the Pelishtim? In the Gemara Shleta Zoi, the Kuma Boyelu, Mau Lahatz La'atzmoi B'momen Chaveru. Is it permitted for me to save myself through, by using Momen Chaveru? Mau Lahatz La'atzmoi B'momen Chaveru. Sholchule, and they answered him, the Sanhedrin answered him, Osu Lahatz La'atzmoi B'momen Chaveru. One is not permitted to save one's life through using Momen Chaveru. Avol ato melech ato. You are a melech, and because you are a melech, melech peretz las lo ged derech. The melech has a besundra heta, a separate heta of being allowed to be peretz las lo derech. He's allowed to use someone else's money. A hediyot nishka melech would not be permitted lahatz latzim with Momen Chaveru. Now Tosfos learns differently. This is the portion I've just translated the Gemara as it says. Tosfos says that the shayla of the Gemara is not whether it's permitted if a person was b'sakona, and the only way to save himself would be to burn someone's field. Poshes or toises, it's mutet, p'kuach nefesh. But the shayla of David HaMelech was a different shayla, I'm not interesting why David the Melech had to clear the Shaila in the middle of the war. The Shaila of David the Melech was, if he did it, would he be chayv to pay, repay the person who he was malzik? I'm not sure why he had to clear the Shaila at that point of time. Could the Shaila was only in the gear once it happened, whether he would have to reimburse whoever it was. But Pashas Loshen Rashi is mashma that the shaila is kibshutoi. The shaila is whether or not one is permitted lahatzlatzmoi b'momon chaveri. And in Sefer Binyan Tzion, Shuvas Binyan Tzion from the Mechaber Baruch Neneh is marich in this point, and he says klal that shittas Rashi is a very interesting mahalach. Rashi's shit is like this. There is a hetzer in the Torah to be over all Taryag mitzvahs, besides three, if it is in a mokum of a sakona, a person's life is endangered, he's allowed to eat chaza, and he's allowed to eat nevelis and trefus, and he's allowed to be over any other kamat, if it is negea to save a person's life. So to binyan seeing, this is no ben udom le mokum. I'm allowed to be over an avera because my life is in danger. I have no heter to go use someone else's money to save my life. I have no zchus to use someone else's money in order to save my life. The Binyan Tzion, Fanfet Medeva Rashi, in Masechtas Uvos. Rashi on the Mishnah in Masechtas Uvos. The Mishnah states, Lo Yipilo Isho Mereach Psara Kodesh. The Isho was never mapil from the smell of Psara Kodesh. Rashi brings that Tupshotim. Rashi says in the second shot, Iname Merech Evurim Shalam Arucha. We're discussing the Evurim which are sitting on the Mizbeach on the fire. She'ilu Bos Litoy Mehem. If a lady who Isha Muberes sometimes Machma Se'ibu the smell will arouse her and she could be a sakon if she doesn't eat. So Rashi, she'ilu bos l'shnitol, if an ishim uberes would want to taste from the bos of the marocha, ein shoyim in law, we wouldn't allow her. So it states in Rashi, Masech Tesuvos, in the Tosfos Chadushim, Masech Tesuvos, of Tzapela, why not? If she's in the sakona, she's allowed to eat anything, she's allowed to eat chazah, so why wouldn't we allow her to eat the busa with Abram on the Mizbech? Took the binyan siyan, zegit. Yes, an isha would be allowed to eat chaza, would be allowed to eat nevela, but she would not be allowed to eat the busa of the mizbeach because it belongs to momen gevoya, it belongs to hegdish, and she has no heter to take busa hegdish to save her life. The nochat shiva in binyan siyan is simen kufayim, very interesting shiva. The binyan siyan klet hashayla as follows. There was a man, Rachmuna Vitzlan, who was very ill. And the illness was not a well-known illness. The doctors weren't well-versed in this illness. And Abachi died. And there was someone else who had the same illness. Another Eid. And the doctors wanted to study this illness in order to be able to help this other Eid. The way they were going to study this illness was they wanted to take this dead man and do an autopsy and cut him open and study his various internal organs to see how the workings, the makings of this illness was in order to be able to learn the refuah to be able to save the second man's life. Will the Binyan Tzion listen if this is permitted or the nisht? Zuk the Binyan Tzion usa. Aye, Pekuach Nefesh is matter, alle Sirim in the Torah. So to bring in Sirim, Pekuach Nefesh is matter for you to be over an Issa, Beinoch Leben Koinoch. Just like so to bring in Sirim. You have no heter to take Yenna's money. You have no heter to be mezalzel in the covet of your friend. And to open up a mace and to pull out his internal organs and to dissect them and to work out how an illness worked. It's the zilzul in kvoid ames. There is no heter with Rashi Bobakama. With Rashi Bobakama, that is also the hatzlatzmoy b'momen chaveroi. Is also the hatzlatzmoy b'zilzul chaveroi. So steht im Binnensee. Fängt im Binnensee. Oi, was soll ich? Starke Kasche. Die Gemurre says, that es drei Averes im Chuyet im Mäuse Nefesha. Drei Averes. One of them is Ritzicha. If a guy comes to Reuven and tells Reuven, I can't stand Shimon's guts, I want Shimon dead. And if you don't do the job for me, you can forget about your life. Either you kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Zog die Gemurre. B'chuyet im Mäuse Nefesh. Why? Ay, b'chol ha-toyre kula. We know there's a hetzer of v'chai behem. You're allowed to be oiv an avere to save your life. So the Gemur asvur. Why does the Torah permit you to be oiv an avere? Why does the Torah permit you to be oiv an avere in order to save your life? Because it's not pussy the Torah v'chai behem. The Torah wants a person to live. So the Gemur asvur. You want to live, so you want to save your life. That's all good for all other averes. But when it comes to Ritzicha, there's a Svura, my chuzis, who told you, why do you think, the dumb and the dog, that you are more important than your friends? So in the whole Torah and Chanama, you're allowed to be Oiv and Aver, because you're allowed to be Oiv and Aver to save your life. But when it comes to Ritzicha, the Gemara says, there's a Svura, my chuzis, the dumb and the dog, sumak tvei, dumb and the chabruch, sumak tvei. It's a Gemara, come upon me, Mishas. It's a Svura, that your life is not more valuable than someone else's life. Frag the Binyan Tzion, why does the Gemara need to say this Svura? Well, because that's simple. If I'm not allowed to take his money away, I'm not allowed to even be mezalzel on him after death, so it's pushit I'm not allowed to kill him. If I'm not allowed to take his money away, what was the halman I should be able to kill him? So the Binyan Tzion suggests two answers to this question, and he says either Enechanam, the Gemara could have said it, but the Gemara says the evidence says this Svura exists. All the Binyan says there's an afkemina, a chiddush. What will be if Shimon doesn't mind being killed? Doesn't mind. He thinks that it's more important that Reuven life live. Shimon feels it's more important that Reuven live. So look, if there's no choice, I'm willing to go in. So mitzad the din of the Binyan Tzion, mitzad the Rashi Baba Kama, the Osa the Hatzlatzma, the Momon Kavere, one mustn't save himself with Yanim's possessions, one mustn't save himself with Yanim's COVID, one wouldn't be allowed to save himself with Yanim's life. If Yenna doesn't mind, there wouldn't be a problem. Of the Zudi Gemurah, here there's no heter at all, because there's no Bechai there. My chus is the Dumma the Doch, Sumuk Tvei, Dumma the Bechavrach, Sumuk Tvei. At Kaun, the state in Binyan Tzion, the Binyan Tzion is spread out in a few chuvas, Kuf Samak Zayin, Kuf Ayin. Now, according to this, and it's very interesting that the Binyan Tzion doesn't really connect back to this Gemurah, we have a simple pshat in this Gemurah, in Soitza, why one mustn't save himself through embarrassing a friend. According to Rashi Bomakama, we understand this very simply. Because although the whole Torah is permitted for Kuach Nefesh, but when it comes to saving your life by using someone else's things, using someone else's possessions, the Binyan Tzion says even to be mezalzel him after death is an Issa. Is a vada that Nishayin can hetter to embarrass him when he's alive to save a person's life. So that is the chura, according to Rashi Bobakama, a pshat. Why there's an issa, why one mustn't be malvum plechavei b'rabim to save one's life. Now Tosis asks, why the Gemara doesn't bring it down? The Gemara psuchim, when it lists the three averis, which one's mechuyev to m'moysa nefesh, why the Gemara doesn't bring down malvum plechavei b'rabim? According to Rashi Bobakama, one can explain as follows, that the Gemara there is only discussing mitzad da averes shaboy, which averes, the chayim of the averes, whatever it is, doesn't allow a person to save themselves by being over that averes. But this was memegnisht. This you're not allowed to save your life by being malum prechaver berabim. That's not really talking about vero malum prechaver berabim. There the vault is, I haven't got a schus to use someone else's possessions, to use someone else's covet. I can't save myself by taking from someone else. It's nicht als der verishable. That's one suggestion how, according to Rashi, one can understand the Gemara in Sochem, why the Gemara doesn't mention. It's a different issa. It's not the same as the three averes. But the emphasis, it may be a drop deeper here. And For that, I'd like to be marked in Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin, the fine Dalit, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Klefta Shaila, whether in Ben Noach is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So says we know that Ayid has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, without going into the details, when there's a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, or at certain times, throughout the three Averis, a person is Mechuyiv, a Yid is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he must give up his life and not do, let's say, the three Averis or a different Averis. But for Hestia, and the Gemara declared, what about Ben Noach and the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Does he have a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem? Now, Tosfos asks a kasha here. Tosfos asks, what's the havamin of the Gemara that a goy should have to give up his life when he is got a question of life or being over one of the Gemara, one of the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? The Tosfos says, V'chai behem b'Yisrael k'sif. The Torah wrote, why, let's go slowly, why does a person have to, why, when let's say a person is with sakona and he has only refuah by eating an avela, or a goy tells him, I want you to eat an avela or I'll kill you. He's not mechuyev to be moisen nefesh, the Talmud Shem is not allowed to be moisen nefesh. Why? Because the Torah wrote, v'chayev behem, v'lo yishu yomas behem. The Torah says, well, who does the Torah talk to when the Torah said, v'chayev behem? The Torah was talking to a Yid. The Torah never spoke to a Goy. The Torah spoke to a Yid. And the Torah told the Yid, V'chayvem, V'lo yishu yomas behem. But the Torah says, what would be, we see from this, what would be if the Torah had not written V'chayvem? Now the Torah not said V'chayvem. Then what would have been the Halacha? Mashma, without, if the Torah wouldn't have written V'chayvem, then a person would have to be Moshe Nefesh and all Tayyad Mitzvahs. We need a special Heta of V'chayvem to tell me that I'm allowed to be over an Avera to save my life. But if it wouldn't have been for V'chai Behem, I wouldn't be allowed. Now the Torah only gave that heter for a Yid. A Goy, the Torah never said V'chai Behem to. So why should a Goy have a heter to be over an Avera to save his life? As though Frick Toysis. Zuch Toysis, no, it's not true. It's not true. But Emes, even if the Torah had not written V'chai Behem, one would not have to be Moisa Nefesh. One wouldn't, there would be no requirement to be Moisa Nefesh, even if the Torah had not written V'chayvem. Do you know why the Torah has to write V'chayvem of Tosfos? Because if they wouldn't have written V'chayvem, I would have said like this. The Torah says by Gilui Arayos that a person has to be Moisa Nefesh. When it comes to Gilui Arayos, the person has to be Moisa Nefesh. I wouldn't have known to limit that dafka to Gilui Arayos. I would have made a memotzin, I would have said, just like the Torah said by Gilui Arayos that a person has to be Moisa Nefesh. Who are there in a person has to be Moisa Nefesh? On all Tariyad Mitzvahs. Kim the Torah of the Chayibem and said, no. All Tariyad Mitzvahs is a het of a Chayibem, and only on the three Averis you have to be Moisa Nefesh. Let's look at the Tosfos. Let's read other Tosfos. From Toma, for the Chayibem be Yisrul Ksif. What was the Gemara Shala? The Chayibem is only said to Yisrul. Vafilu Yisrul o Yemechiv Limsa Atzmoy. Vafilu Betzina Ilav Ksif a Chayibem. Without the Chayibem, one would have to give up his life for all Tariyad Mitzvahs. So Tosfos, no. The Yishloima, the Dilma lo Yitzchak v'chayvem, and the Kehechi de lo Neiliv Shamitz is meretzeach menara merosu. Afilu b'tzine yaorig val yavel kulam. So Tosfos, I don't need v'chayvem to tell me that you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh. I need v'chayvem to tell me that I shouldn't learn out all averis from retzeach menara merosu. Ad kam v'shteit in Tosfos. Now, you see in Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't give us the makor. That even if it doesn't say the chayvim in the Torah, one does not have to be moisa nefesh on tariyad mitzvahs. You don't need the chayvim for the heter. And therefore, Ben Noach would have that heter as well. But Torah doesn't tell me what that heter is. Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah reish tzadik vov, says like this. I'll tell you what the heter is. The heter is, if someone comes and pulls out a gun and tells you, I want you to be over an avera, is the Torah said, b'mokem oynus, if you're being forced, oynus, you have a heter. B'mokem oynus, there's a heter to be over an avera. Now, Michas Chinuch says a very interesting thing. He's medayek from the Rambam. A very interesting halacha. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yisrael, the Torah says like this. If a person, let's say, a goy came to him and said, I want you to, Chmona Betzlon, be Sad Avodah Zorah. I want you to bow down to Avodah Zorah. Everybody knows, Chiv of Kiddush Hashem, one must give up his life and not serve Avodah Zorah. Nebuch, this yid, in his Beigestand, in the soil, he couldn't withstand his Nesoyen, and he went and he bowed down to Avodah Zorah. Which Avera was this man over, and what Oynish does he receive for having bowed down to Avodah Zorah? He wasn't allowed. Everybody knows, if a person bows down to Avodah Zorah, the Oynish is Misa, Chayev Misa. So the Rambam, somebody who bowed down to Avodah Zorah when a goy forces him, it's not Chayev Misa. You know which Avera was over? He was over an Avera that he was not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He was over the love of the Lissachalalu, but he was not over the Isra of the Zuru. That's one aluch in the Rambam. There's another aluch in the Rambam. This is a bit of a deep point. There's another aluch. Till now we've been discussing when a goy forces a yid to be over an Avera. What happens when a man is besakuna? He's ill. And his only refuah that he has is to eat chaza, to eat nevela. Mut chayde. The hetzer to be over kola tere kula to save a person's life. What happens if the only refuah he has is by being over one of the gimel averes? The only way he can have a refuah would be to serve Avodah Zorah, to eat Atzei Asherah. Gemara says it's usa to do it. You're not allowed to. But Koyim Misrapin, you're allowed to heal yourself with any Aver in any is in the Torah, but with the three Averis, one's not allowed to be Merapin. Just like the Chiyuv Kiddush Hashem, when a goy tells a person to be over one of the Gimel Averis, similarly, to save one's life by being over one of the Gimel Averis is Nishmut, is us. Now here, so the Rambam, what happens if a person went and saved his life in order by being over one of the Gimel Averis? So the Rambam, he was over an Issa Avodah Zorah, and he gets the full Oynish for somebody who served Avodah Zorah. The difference in Rambam, and notice the Torah, between a person who a goy told to be over one of the Gimel Averis, or a person who saved himself by being over one of the Gemal Averis. Zutim el Cheskenech, what's the difference? Zutim el Cheskenech Azoy. That when a person is forced, a person pulls out a gun to him and says, serve Avodah Zorah, he's being forced to do that Masa. He was an oinus on the Pu'ula, on the Masa that he did, he was an oinus. Oinus, there's a hat of oinus. When a person is ill, nobody in the world was forcing him to go serve Avodah Zorah. He made a decision to save his own life. He's decided to take Atzei Asherah and save his life by being over one of the sinim of Avodah Zorah. That was, so the Mechas Chenech, an Avera that was done berutzen, willingly. He was in a serious situation, but nobody at the end of the day forced him to do it. Sorry? Choli is an asoyim, but it's not an oinus. An asoyim is not an oinus. Nobody said he didn't have an asoyim, but he is nishkan oinus. That is the yisod of Mechas Chenech. Nishyed an asoyim is an oinus. That's the Mechas Chenech has been a Rambam. This nishnah Mechas Chenech, noch achroim said the same thing. Now, zu dem Mechas Chenech, and the shtetin kam achroim. If you look in the Rambam is mechalik, seems to be mechalik, by a ben noyach, a goy. A goy, if a yid, or another goy, comes and tells, if one goy tells another goy, I'll shoot you if you're not over one of the gimel averis. Sorry, one of the sheva mitzvahs ben noyach. I'll shoot you if you're not over one of the sheva mitzvahs ben noyach. He doesn't have to listen. Not mechuyim in Kiddush Hashem. He's not mechuyim in Kiddush Hashem. He's allowed to be over one of. He's allowed to be over. Let's say Eivim Menachai. Let's do Eivim Menachai. A goy has an issa of Eivim Menachai. If somebody says eat Eivim Menachai or I'll kill you, he's allowed to. He's allowed to eat Eivim Menachai. Just a klor Rambam. What happens if there's a goy who's ill, And his only refuah is to eat Eibim and Achai. He has no way of surviving unless he eats Eibim and Achai. He's a mechaschinach v'kam achroinim medayik from the Rambam. He has no heter to eat Eibim and Achai. He's worse than a Yid. A Yid may eat an Eibim and Achai to save his life, and a goy must not eat Eibim and Achai to save his life. What's the hesber? So the mechaschinach hazoi. Let's go back to our Tosfos. In Tosfos is mevuyah. There's two things telling us that you're allowed to be over tayag mitzvahs to save your life. There's a v'chai behem, which we know v'chai behem was only said to Yisrael. And there's something else besides v'chai behem. It doesn't say what, but the Menachas Chinuch says that's oyus. So there's two reasons why you're permitted to be over an avera to save a life. Either v'chai behem or oyus. A goy doesn't have v'chai behem. The Torah never said v'chai behem to a goy. A goy can have a heter of oynus, but he doesn't have a chai behem. So, where does that leave us? When someone's forcing him to do the avera, so then he has the heter of oynus. If he has the heter of oynus, without. But when you have an ill goy in bed, so what would be by a yid, an ill yid in bed? Why would he be allowed to take Eibim and Achai? Only because of the chai behem. There's no heter of oynus to Menachas Chinuch. The only heter is the chai behem. A goy doesn't have the chai behem, so by a goy nishtuk a heter from Misrapin. A goy only has a heter to be over an avera when he's forced, oynus, but he does not have a heter of Misrapin. Outcome, who states in Menachas Chinuch.
It depends how you understand that svara of Tosfos. It could be the svara of Tosfos.
There's a different svara.
Tosfos can manage without the chai behem as well.
No, there's for sure you imagine without the chayim. The shayim is what it is without the chayim. Yeah. What is the heter without the chayim?
Maybe it applies even where there's no onus.
Yeah, that's the mechaschinach understanding in Tosfos. Dafka onus, 100%. If you have a different, a third option, and you have to work out whether that.
You're saying because we don't know what makor.
That's is he's learning its onus, 100%. He's learning the lot of onus. Yes. Now let's go back to Rashi Bubba Kama. Rashi Bubba Kama of Samach tells us that that one's not permitted to save a life by using someone else's money. I'd like to suggest that Rashi is only discussing the heter of Misrapin. To say Sazoy, Lu Yitzuya, a person, a goy would come to a yid and say, pull out a gun at him and said, I'm going to shoot if you're not going to burn down Yana's house, if you're not going to be Masik Yana. So what heter would the yid have to do that? Oynus. An oynus? Could be that we have to have onus even to burn someone else's tefillah as well. When you're discussing onus, then there's a heter even lehatzlatz b'momen chaveiroi. Just what Rashi zok us lehatzlatz b'momen chaveiroi is dumia to the story about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was in danger. Nobody was forcing him to burn down someone else's gudish. He was endangered by the Pelishtim. The way to save onus, nobody's forcing him. He was in danger. He's like the ill man in bed. He's in an endangered position. He's like the ill man in bed. He's saving his life by burning down someone's gudish. So the Gemara, you cannot save your life. You want to use the heter of the chayben. The Torah said, we're going to allow you to be over averes to save your life. You can't save your life by burning someone else's things. But when the heter is oynus could be Rashi will agree that there's no chilik, whether it's mom chaver or you're not mom chaver. Oiva zoi, if this is correct, says the Moshul, the shayla of the Binyan Tzion is all when we were discussing, not oynus, the ill man in bed, suffering from an illness. Doctors want to make a study on the details of his illness. The way to do that is being by mezalza and someone else. You mustn't do that. You mustn't save yourself at the expense of someone else. That's only when you come in to save yourself. But when there's a heter of oynus, the heter of oynus will apply everywhere. So oiva zoi, buzvet zayin the din let Rashi. If a goy will come with a gun and say, either you're going to embarrass your friend or I'll shoot you. There's a heter of oynus. It's mutter. When does the Gemara say that there's a noyach loy le'udon ha'apel atzmo, b'toich kivshon o'esh v'al'yalbun p'lechaveri b'rabin, that's only when a man was in danger and the only way to save himself was by embarrassing a friend, like our story of Tomo. What was the story of Tomo? Tomo was being punished. She was about to be thrown in a fire. Nobody was forcing her to say it was Yehuda who did it. She had the option of saving herself from the Oynish Misa that was being given to her by embarrassing Yehuda. So she had an option of saving her life through an embarrassment of a friend, so the Gemara no, you mustn't save yourself. You have no rights to save your life at the expense, at the cost of someone else's embarrassment. That's all when we're discussing a person willingly to save their life by embarrassing someone. But when is it oinus involved? Very possible and oinus, you would be allowed to be maltenbrecher veibraben, nicht kandimien. So may the Tosfos ask why it's not brought down in the Gemurim Suchim between the Gimel Averis. If we're correct in our understanding of the Gemurah, Liberashi, then it doesn't come into that Gemurah. That Gemurah is talking about when there's an oinus, when a goy is forcing you to do it, when a goy is forcing you to do it, and a chanama, you'll be a mutter to be maum plecha veibraben. But the only time that the Gemurah says it's not permitted is only when there's a shaila of being matzel yourself, dimi de toma. The other tell us when you
So it doesn't matter.
But that's only
fear with what you're saying.